of these two episodes are for educational purposes.
Boobies!
This is one big ass penis. Twisting, pulling, shaking, fighting.
What is a perineum?
Hint is near the dick.
And why does it feel so good?
This is your daily catch-up. Boom.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Just yesterday, right, like we were having a conversation in the office. I don't know why. But and Dan was telling me about how like a prostate orgasm, he calls it milking your prostate.
I don't call it that. The world does. The context is just that because I have a gay friend and then like the few straight of us were just asking, like, hey, actually, what are some things that like gay guys experience that like straight guys would never understand? Mm. And he just said, ooh, milking the prostate. Because right, essentially, most of the time straight guys, we ejaculate, we get orgasm from a very specific point, which is the penis.
Yeah.
And then it's just one time you sleep time or use. Like wait for one 5 hours or like you know, you have to wait to recover.
Right.
Whereas like milking the prostate is very similar to a female orgasm where it's a whole body experience. And once you get it, you can like,
That's not true.
Not true. I've received lies.
It's not true that female orgasm is necessarily more intense than the usual ejaculation through the penis.
Right. Okay.
So there are different kinds of intensity based on how you're feeling. And also there are many, many ways you can intensify your orgasms, including using breathing. You breathe in an excited way, your body will be excited. So when you have an orgasm, your orgasm will be bigger. You can make sounds. You can shake while you are trying to get the energy going. You can exercise your pelvic floor squeezes.
So when you mention the breathing, right, is it like like about to come, then you go...
Yes. Oh. So you can do it at the start, at the middle, at the end. It's all about intentionality.
Yeah.
Of course, it's hard to keep it up like the whole session.
No, I feel like for women, like I think the clitoral orgasms is easier. But then when it comes to the penetration part, right, like out of 10 girlfriends, right, only one person can get an orgasm through penetration. Then I want to know, like, are we missing out on the penetrative orgasm part?
So about 70 to 80% of people with vaginas can have clitoral orgasms and probably only clitoral orgasms.
Oh.
There is so much fixation about penis in vagina. But in reality, a lot of people, they can feel something is inside. They can feel that there's movement. But a lot of them are not able to reach enough stimulation and pleasure to be able to have an orgasm.
There is a lot of physical thing.
Yeah, clitoral orgasm is just much, much easier simply because it has 7,000 to 8,000 nerves, whereas the entire penis has about 3,000 to 4,000 nerves. So it is super, super sensitive externally. So when I have clients who they have shame around the way they masturbate, they will say, oh yeah, but I've never had anything go inside before. But you don't have to have something go inside your vagina to be able to have an orgasm.
But if say I really want to try and see whether I can orgasm through penetration, then what you're suggesting is that they try to stimulate the insides, tickle a bit or whatever, like a bit more first in order to prime it to then try to orgasm through the penetration.
Yes, I call it the in-out. So basically it's the going in a little bit, coming out. So it's like inching forward, back and forth. So that, you know.
Like
I call it like knocking on the door. It's I want to go in, but don't want to go in. I don't know, like tag, T-A-G.
T-A-G,
playing tag.
Peekaboo.
Right. Oh my God, that's going to change for me now.
What about for the penis? What are specific techniques that maybe, I don't know, couples can try?
I think the breech.
Sorry?
The gooch.
Lick the taint. Bridge.
Lick the bridge.
The perineum.
No,
I have several girlfriends who say, like, as you are doing the Yes. As you are doing the main body, yes. And then you are touching the other two balls.
Yeah, multitask.
You can also lick the bridge, which is below the balls.
Yeah. Uranium.
Yes.
Uranium.
Which is very near to the anus. So some people are really sensitive to that. But actually, if your fingers have lubrication or saliva, and you do that, it can feel like your tongue is there. So that's like a pro tip.
Or just use
like
your fingers.
Tips, you.
If you're scared of using your tongue, use your fingers.
Okay, good pro tip. Go and try. Let us know in the comments down below.
And when the tongue goes from the perineum up to the balls, up to the shaft, one shot.
You like the whole thing to be licked. For people who don't like to use their mouth, you can use a paintbrush.
Oh, I have a lot of paintbrushes at home.
Like what kind? The real hair kind or like the
wall paint? Soft, yeah.
Yeah, if you don't know how to do a DIY lime wash, you can check out Dan's TikTok.
So, Danim 11.
Have any of your clients ask you, like, must I swallow?
Yes, I run this workshop.
Oh, it's called I Must Swallow?
No. So I would say it's a personal choice. Right. But I have asked many, many people, like, why is it important to swallow? I also answer this on my YouTube channel. Is it safe to swallow? So the answers that I've gotten from people with penises who ejaculate is that when their partner swallows, it makes them feel that I am inside you. And so there's this union. And also there's no wastage.
And it's cleaner.
It's like a transference of power or something. Like,
yeah. But it can play on both parts.
Yeah, it can be a power thing, like one up the other person.
It can
also be a union thing. It can be an intimacy thing. It really depends on how you interpret this. I mean, our human mind is just, you know, infinite in the possibilities and the...
So creative.
Yeah, the ways we think.
I have honestly never understood the appeal of it.
No, I feel like it's porn because every time the ending, right, it's either it's always like come on the girl's face or something like that, or like they lick or ingest
and then she'll open her mouth and but
so I feel like that is like a norm like that.
Yeah, like a ending, like
the ending. I think because of porn, so a lot of people think this is right, this is common, this is a shoot, this is my entitlement. When in reality, a lot of it is, it's, you know, like porn is entertainment.
Yep.
I call them sex Olympians. Don't compare yourself to them.
Oh, that makes me feel a lot better.
Is there a benefit from swallowing?
Okay, a lot of people like to talk about like health benefits of it. But literally, if you really want to have health benefits, you need to drink like a bucket full of it.
A bucket full of Baba.
So what I'm saying is any health benefit is very minimal.
I think we sidetracked a little bit, but I wanted to go back to, is there such thing as complete like sexual incompatibility? That means two people just come together, they try, smash it out, just somehow communicate also, but just tak match.
So a lot of my clients throw around this word, are we sexually compatible? So I ask them how you define compatibility. A lot of times, they actually are really talking about sexual frequency or sex drive. So it's not the same thing as sexual compatibility. There are so many other things that governs compatibility, which includes our sexual attitude, our sexual values, our sexual preferences, our sexual styles. And to really just pin it down to sex drive as sexual compatibility is first of all, it's just totally wrong. Because even if you are with somebody whose sex drive seems to match you, guess what? People change. So as the relationship continues, or maybe there's illness or aging or child involved, sex drive does change. So you think you'll find this perfect person, but there's really no guarantees in life that everything is just going to be hunky-dory forever.
How about like sexual physical compatibility? Like for example, like I have a friend, right? Like when they tried to have sex for the first time, then they realized like the partner's dick like it's too big.
Just take a scissors, then you like, cut a bit off.
I'm sure if that's the method, she would have done it already. But it's like, in that sense, like, would you consider that like they are not physically compatible or have like couples come to you with this kind of problems?
Yeah, there are such things. But there are a lot of things you can do around it, like more external play or like different angles or position.
I think she wanted to know whether it's normal or maybe, you know, she has... I don't know how to pronounce it.
Vaginismus.
Yeah.
Vaginismus. So yeah. I specialize in that. I work with a lot of clients with vaginismus. It's when the vagina shuts down, making penetration difficult or impossible. Now, she could have vaginismus, but she can also try with like one finger, two fingers, and see how it is. Because it's actually painful. It can be painful, right? If I, depending on the size of penis, to immediately just shove it in, it's painful. So when you use the finger slowly, progressively, you're actually loosening up the muscle. You're actually reminding the body what to do. So then the body remembers, okay, I need to be lubricated. So then the vaginal secretion will come. So there is a whole process of supporting someone who may be new to sex or consistently having painful sex.
So are there couples that exist out there that are very happily having sex, right? But without penetrative sex?
Yeah, of course.
Oh.
But they are happy with their sex life?
Yeah, happy. There are people in sexless relationships. There are people who don't have sex often. There are people who have sex in multitude of ways. It can be through BDSM. It could be through tantra. There is no fixation or focus on penetration. It's just that we are so used to the penis in vagina or some kind of penetration somewhere that we think that that is the ultimate or that's a must to define it as sex.
Okay, so what about the opposite, right? Which is...
too small.
Like to stop being... Actually, is that a problem? Like is like having a like... too small a penis, or like for some for women, maybe they them being uncomfortable with, like, for example, like maybe the way their vagina looks or whatever. Like, is that a frequent problem also that people come come to you
so
for?
So there are people who go for labioplasty, like to trim their labia, basically the lips of the vagina. First of all, there's no like symmetrical vulva, just like there's no like people with penises with like you know, balls dangling at the same height.
Oh my god, thank god.
Shut the hell up.
Left, right. I'm so glad you always glad you always validate us.
No, but I always was curious because when I like in primary school, right, when I see the science book, then I'm like, how my vagina don't look like that? And like this vagina. Yeah. Then I'm like, what is going on? Then the only person who can validate me is the doctor, right? But then every time like you go to the health checkup in school, right? They just open your pants, then she'll just look inside and she's like, okay. Then I'm like,
validate me.
I don't know whether to ask, is this normal?
Cause no, like, it's not.
It's the first time you probably will have see hair down there. Then they just say, okay, then I don't know who to ask. Until, right, I realized when I go for, like, the zap-zap thing, like, IPL.
What
I felt comfortable to ask the person, is this normal? Like, do I look normal down there? Then she like, yeah, very normal. Don't worry. Yeah, everybody very different one.
You
then
give her
I was
a tip.
Like, aw, huh?
You go give her a tip.
No, but I rate her like 5 stars. Like, very good experience.
That, so she knows what she's doing.
Yeah, then I finally feel like, oh my god, like, I'm validated. Normal, you know, from a person who see vaginas every day. She say mine is normal.
So, tip from Allison is, if you want to know if your genitals look normal, go to a what?
No, the tip is all vaginas, your vagina is probably normal.
No, but then someone who's abnormal probably need to get checked.
Okay.
Yeah.
As long as there's no medical need that comes up, all vagina, all genitals are normal. It's part of your self-esteem. It's part of your body image. Love what you've got.
Even if it bends leftward.
A lot of people with penises, they always ask, you know, how to make bigger? Is this normal size? Things like that. As long as it works and you want to surgically improve, sometimes you can cause more damage than good.
So what is the what is the advice you usually give people who are like concerned about maybe their size or all this kind of thing?
As long as functionally okay, I wouldn't recommend. I would rather work on the psyche behind it. But I also need to respect people's autonomy to their body. If this is something that they feel very strongly that they want to do, despite counseling, then it is their body. How can we be hypocritical and say, oh, you know, we can go for all kinds of enhancement, you know, but then down there cannot.
No, but when you talk about like addressing the psyche, right, like what, like how? For example, like,
we'll ask them, like, why are you thinking? Why do you think you did this way? How do you feel? When did it start? All these questions.
A good way of saying things is, all behavior is goal-driven.
Okay.
So if a behavior is saying something, it's trying to achieve a goal, it's trying to achieve a need.
Right.
Your job is to uncover what that is and see if there's any other strategy around that.
And X probably said that, oh, it was a small penis or like a girl that he really likes, loves big penises.
Sometimes some small little passing comment can traumatize people, you know, and they hold on to it for long, 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 long time, you know?
Very long.
And if you think about it, the social narrative, guys make fun of other guys and their jokes is about them having small penises. So that impacts someone's perspective too.
It's true. Wow, then suddenly like the next gym day, boom. Get my new dick. Make fun of it.
This is the other one. I got two.
Back up.
And my balls are now balanced.
Back up. Surgery to balance is the most boa surgery. Always on money.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Also, all guys' balls not balanced, one.
No.
Oh.
Same as our labia, actually.
Oh. As in, have you seen a guy like the balls really perfect? Like, pop. No. Oh.
That's not how it's supposed to be.
Yeah.
I think they know.
One is the other one. Yeah. Balance is so stupid.
I think he's laughing at his own joke.
No, he's gonna laugh for 10 minutes.
Sorry. It's been a while. Shout out to Cherry Fair for sponsoring this episode. Cherry Fair is a leading online adult toys store in Singapore.
That's right. And I cannot wait, right? They offer same day delivery, plus they have 3 slots of delivery every single day. And if you prefer physical shopping, they have a showroom in Ubi.
And to get an exclusive 15% off, no minimum spend, you can code TDKCHERRY15. This offer is valid till 31st May 2024.
Wow, very long.
2024! And because it's Valentine's Day is around the corner, we also have a special Instagram giveaway where 2 winners will win 1 night stay at Hotel Fort Canning, including oysters and a wine bundle and movie vouchers.
And you can bring your sex toys with you.
Until 13 Feb only.
Make love!
Make not more than love. Okay, so we have props from both Dr. Martha as well as from Cherry of Hair.
Wow, Center. So fun.
Take out the hair.
Oh my god, cock rings.
Hey, put it down first lah.
Wait, do it.
The design, they purposely copied the super rings.
Yeah.
Wow.
So we have a bunch of adult toys from Cherry Affair as well as some props that Dr. Martha has kindly brought to demonstrate to us before those of us who are maybe a bit more visual and require that aid.
Cock rings.
Techniques and things that we can do with parts. Human parts.
Boobies.
Okay, since we have a pair of boobies on the table, let's start with boobies.
First time my breast is in my face. So it does feel very disrespectful if you just go directly for the breast, like attack, you know?
Yeah.
So but you can go like, hello. don't say hello.
Oh, don't say hello. Okay, got it.
Don't say hello.
Don't say hello. Okay.
Go around. Okay. You can massage, especially it feels nice underneath because all this tissue is propping up the breast. Oh. So yes, you can go to the side, you can go under, you can play with the nipples with permission. Right. So you can go side to side, up and down, round and round. So play with the breast, then the nipples. So if you latch on your mouth, so then you can do sucking, and again, the tongue can do side to side, up and down, round and round. And then you can do sucking, you can do twisting with the fingers, you can do pulling, you can do twisting, you can do pressing, you can do shaking, and biting.
Is there any nipples. Sex toy that can be used on chesticles also?
Nipple clamps.
Ooh. Like clothes pants.
I will never try nipple clamps. It just looks painful.
Hey, listen, I'll never try nipple clamps.
Okay, the next part that we are going to be exploring is
vagina.
Okay.
I feel like that one can use.
Which one?
That pink color one look like a clitoral vibrator.
Okay, try.
Is it not?
Sonic clitoral massager.
So that one is a G-spot vibrator. So it goes in the vagina and then the other side is on the clit.
So you can get double.
Yeah, double. Dual
underneath.
Yes.
It hooks
so
underneath.
This is useful for those who can only have clitoral orgasm. This brand is called Levance, and believe it or not, it's a Singapore company.
Wow.
Shout out, man.
Yeah. So they are actually one of the best sex toy brands in the world in terms of their technology because they are Bluetooth compatible and also internet compatible. Meaning you can control this vibrator using the internet. Not the phone, the internet.
So, you can
use this if we have the next COVID.
Basically, long distance lah. Long distance
relationships.
Make it not so long.
And how long?
If say no toys, how can somebody approach? Maybe like masturbation for the first time.
Okay, I'm going to repeat the fingering thing.
Okay.
Oh, let's go.
Okay, I call it knocking at the door. So you can just do a tease. Call it yoni tease. So basically the finger going in and out. Oh. So it's like, hello, I'm here. Oh. Actually, it's very important because it invites the body to remember there's something at the entrance. You better produce the vaginal secretion, otherwise there'll be pain. So that helps with warming up internally.
Okay,
that's
okay.
In out. Then the next one is shaking. So with shaking, I call it side to side. So shaking side to side. And then there's twisting.
Twisting some pains, yeah.
Twisting is appropriate for when there are certain parts of the vagina that feels a bit tight because the vagina is not the same girth, you know, throughout.
Yeah.
So there are some parts of the vagina that are tighter, including there's this thing, the neck of the vagina. So as you start to go in, the vagina can be more narrow in the neck. So this is where the shaking, twisting...
To help loosen it a bit.
And also wriggling. So I call this wriggling. The objective is first you ease where there is a lot of nerve endings at the first one-third, pleasure. And then the relaxation will happen. And then you're slowly trying to go inside more.
Yeah.
Then you can do circling, stretching, basically stretching. And then there's north, south, east, west, which is stretching the vaginal muscles.
Okay.
And... after you stretch already, then it should be easier for two fingers or penis to go in.
So what about like if it's like clitoral stimulation?
Similar to the nipples, side to side, up and down, round and round. And of course, you can do the alphabet game. Get them to guess the alphabet.
Huh?
With like your... Like even your like your tongue as well. Yeah, you just draw ABC.
Use your tongue.
Okay.
Or with paintbrush.
So you draw the letter, then you wait for them to guess.
Mm. And then you can punish them if they get it wrong.
Ooh.
Just like,
oh my God,
like a soft jab.
With a
weird... The black color box.
This one? Yeah. Yes.
So I went on Reddit before... And then, like, there were some girls talking about this kind of sex toy that focused only on the clit. So there was this girl who was writing a review on this, right? She said, like, when she put it on, right, she had immediately had an orgasm and she had to throw the toy opposite the room.
Because it was so
intense for her. Sonic clitoral massager. So it has this, like, suction thingy that... It will like do the this section.
Yeah,
correct. Right?
So Lilo is a premium brand. They have a lot of technology into it. So yes, there are all kinds of toys that does clitoral suction stimulation. But Lilo actually feels that their technology is super advanced. And I can tell you that I have tried it and it really feels amazing. So yeah.
What to try?
Try already and then throw across the room because it's so intense.
So they say like it's really like a new feeling. Like they never felt this kind of thing with a toy before.
So even though it's a premium brand, but it is true. You really get what you play for because the technology behind it is just a bit different from other brands.
Okay.
Let's move on to the male section.
Okay.
Grab the penis.
Okay.
Ooh, so it's circumcised.
Penis. This is one big ass penis. Thick, thick.
Damn thick. And the ball same.
My little legs.
Okay, so penis. I like this technique called cock shiatsu where you just squeeze and release, squeeze and release, squeeze and release.
What?
So what you're doing is you're encouraging the blood to flow into the penis slowly. Mm. And then there's also the squeeze and then like shake.
Oh my God.
So you are waking up the penis, the tissues of the penis. There's another one where you can twist your hand.
Okay.
So your hand goes down and then you just twist the shaft of the penis. The shaft of the penis. Like twist. Yeah. So, of course, you can also do like that, like from here upwards. But essentially, your hand twists 180 degrees. You twist your hand.
Right.
Not the penis.
That means you are moving up, but you're not
slowly unscrewing
these
things. You want to bring home.
There's also rainbow rub. Like, okay, this area here is very, very sensitive.
The chin.
Known as the perineum. The chin. Of this toy. Chin of this toy. So this part is very,
really
very
like
sensitive.
It's like a cat. Also,
for some people, when they have penetration, because this part is so sensitive, where the foreskin actually pulls on this area, like, you know, cannot go down anymore. This part is super sensitive. So this is where genital massage can help to desensitize the area, the sensitive area over time.
Okay. I wish penises looks...
How about balls? Let's talk about balls.
Oh, let's talk about balls.
Okay, I have this technique I teach where you scoop the ball, like ooh, under the ball.
Look a bit pain.
Yeah, it will start to look, if got hair, look a bit like a rambutan.
Oh, yes.
Right? Oh, I mean, yeah. I mean.
So under the ball, scoop it up, look like a rambutan. Okay. So this is when you can scratch the ball.
Wow,
go underneath, scratchy, just like the breast, yeah, gently. Oh. It can feel very nice because it's full of nerve endings yeah, as well.
Pluck
so you can scratch it, you can scratch it, you can twist it, you can pull it. You can.
But this one requires a lot of trust.
Yeah, suck on it and then do the.
What?
Go!
So annoying.
You can bite on it.
Just a cute little nibble, like a hamster on a carrot.
Yes, exactly. Okay, so twisting, pulling, shaking, scratching, patting, biting. Okay, similar, okay, right? Similar.
One by one by one.
If you can, you can put both in your mouth, and then you will really look like a hamster.
Oh my god!
Okay, that's good. Oh, speaking of like milking the prostate, the prostate.
Oh,
stimulator.
Okay lah, I'll take this back.
Yeah, no, seriously. Like vlog about it.
Vlog about it.
Oh my god.
You should do it while wearing
it
this.
Looks
like why does it have two handles at the side?
Because the anal cavity is not like a vagina. Like things can get sucked up in there. Mm. That's why it bumps
like
up.
Stopper.
Oh. For real.
That's one reason. Also, you know, the way it's angled, you can actually position it to play with the anus and also the perineum.
That means like you pull, like circle.
You press.
Okay, you know, I think that's quite an important point you brought up. So if you are experimenting with butt stuff, but say you are using some other toys, right? Be careful. Because if they don't have something like that, you might just whoop and then you need to go hospital.
That means if a girl use this in their anus, then no use. Because it's got no prostate there.
Yeah, because we don't have a prostate. So, but our anus is also full of nerve endings, especially the first one third, similar to the vagina.
So it's okay to have a short penis, just make sure it's a girthy one.
How you make sure? There are such things called penis extenders. You can actually put something over your penis, like a condom, but it will make your girl fatter. So it covers the whole penis, or it can cover part of the penis so that it's just the girl, so that your head can still be exposed, which means you can still feel sensation. Because the whole penis is covered, then of course, you don't really feel much.
It's like wearing thicker socks for loose shoes.
Yes, exactly. So this is a very, very sensitive thing that I haven't been able to bring up to any of my partners. Like, okay, I tell him that I would like it to be thicker or bigger, or like today I just want to try to try on thicker socks, but it's very sensitive.
Oh, that's interesting. Maybe if you like make
that is
it
like having sex with a new person.
Ooh.
Really?
Yeah.
So it's important for this episode so that guys are listening and they will take it upon themselves to please their women by buying it.
Hey, honestly, right, it's really nothing personal, right? Like the fact that you will bring this up to somebody, right, or to your partner specifically, means that you are just trying to figure out what can work for both of you.
Yeah.
So it's really nothing personal. We are all born with the bodies that we are born with, and we come in all different shapes and sizes. I do understand also that there are a lot of factors that play into this, right? And having confidence, body confidence, and having issues with your body image and not liking parts of you. But that being brought up by your partner is not an indication that it's a personal attack or they are saying that there's something wrong with you.
Yeah.
That's honestly them trying to figure out what can work for both of you.
And it's also about communicating about your because you can also bring up things that you want or you're interested in exploring together with your partner. It's almost like the getting a full human experience. If you really haven't reached the pinnacle and you never get to the pinnacle, but close to the pinnacle of that sexual experience, are you really living life? That's my own views, but yeah, I think communicate and like work together.
So thanks again to Cherry FS for sponsoring this episode. Details of everything is in the description box below. Go and check it out, go and participate. If not, we'll see you guys in the next episode.
Bye.
Yeah, what she said.
So I've opened this very mysterious opaque 50 Shades of Grey packaging. I don't know why it is, so we'll see it all together.
Blindfold. It's really 50
very fancy
shades.
Blindfolds. Hey, you look like a superhero. You look like a wannabe Robin Hood or something.
Catwoman?
Robin from the hood, like, I think.
I think it's supposed to be sexy because it's leather.
It's very, very soft and it's very comfortable. I nearly fell asleep.
So fast. In 1 second.
Are you really blindfolded when you wear it or is like fake?
You are trying.
Because I always believe like...
Oh yeah, it's really soft.
Yeah. Right.
Oh, really, Kelsey?
Blindfolds.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more, with Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to Quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.